At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back in here in the 7 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Somebody asked on the text line, so is Lamar going to be suspended for pushing the NFL fan?
No, he shouldn't be. He was pushed first. He retaliated. You made a great analogy, and I wanted to follow up on that. If somebody walks into your house, you have the ability to do whatever you want to that person. That's trespassing. Yeah. I look at the football field as the house. You come into that house, you start messing with the players. Sorry, pal. Whatever happens to you, happens to you. You ventured in, you tried to start stuff, and now we're going to finish it. That's just kind of the way it works.
We'll have Dan Hughes coming up in just a little bit as well. Plus, don't forget, at the end of this segment, we will have the Hy-Vee Name That Player, where, Bob, what can happen?
You can win, and I should not say win, but you could get registered to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card all week long, every day this week at about 7 o'clock. We're going to play a play. If you know that player, be caller number 5. My man Jake from Aspen tried to call in yesterday. He was caller number 4, he said, and he got the opportunity to be 4 and talk to Mac. If you're 5, you win. You name that player, you qualify. Each day we'll have a qualifier. At the end of the week, one of the 5 qualifiers will win a $500 gift card from our friends over at Hy-Vee, and a perfect time to get that with football season here and them being, you know, all the Chiefs gear you need, all your Chiefs cookies and cupcakes and all that great stuff over at Hy-Vee. Get it today.
You said Jake from Aspen?
Yeah.
You're going to, like, see when your grass starts to fizzle away in the winter, it's just going to say in bleach, caller number 4 in your front yard.
Yeah, it will.
Gotcha, Fesco.
Those guys were great yesterday. They had 4 guys out to seed, vertica, aerate the yard. Nice. It took them, like, 5 minutes. I was amazed. I was like, this is the most awesome thing I've ever seen take place. I mean, they're just mowing the stuff all over and throwing in seed. I'm like, these guys are awesome, man. So, Jake, maybe you'll be caller number 5 today.
Am I fair to say that the Worthy injury reminds me all too well of the Eric Berry stuff back in the day?
Well, I see what
you're... Not attitude, yeah. Not player, but the way that they were like, it's day-to-day.
Right.
Or it's now day-by-day, I guess they've changed that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's better than hearing week-to-week. I don't really know anymore.
Yeah.
What sounds better, what sounds worse. I know I was listening to Nick Wright yesterday. He's like, yeah, day-by-day sounds better than week-by-week because at least you know it could be like randomly. And I saw Mac this morning. We'll watch it next week. I'm like, Worthy's on the practice field taking reps with the trainers. He's still questionable for Sunday. Get to Friday. Worthy's out. And the next week, it's
right.
Like, Worthy's running routes, practicing on limited participation. Worthy's out. And then it's just an over-cycle. And that's why I feel like the Eric Berry stuff
Yeah,
was.
No, and I think there's a little kind of truth to that where you think he's going to play, you get excited about him playing, and then Sunday comes and right. He doesn't play. But Eric was different, though. Eric beat cancer and all that kind of stuff and was at the tail end of his career. I understand what you're saying, though. You know, like, you think he's going to be there. Like, you'd rather have this guy put on the IL and be gone for, you know,
I'm just terrified.
2 months of, instead of talking about this every day. Cause I'm kind of there too. Like, we know he's hurt. We don't need to break down his injury every day.
I'm just terrified if they do try to bring him back this season. So he misses, let's say he misses 3 weeks and then he comes back in week 5, catches the ball over the middle, gets hit, comes up. He's like, oh my gosh. So then you're 4 weeks behind the gun of bringing Xavier Worthy into under the, if he does need it. Again, I don't know like what the severity is. Yesterday we're going off day by day.
If he needed surgery, though, Dusty, I think he would be under the knife, like yesterday or today, getting that thing taken care of. and getting it looked at. Now, maybe a second opinion comes back with something different, but the way that I read it yesterday is like Andy Reid's like, yeah, he doesn't need surgery. It's up to him now whether he wants to play, right?
Who do you think plays first, Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy?
I'm going to go Worthy right now. Okay, I'm going to say I'm going to go Worthy.
He'll be back in 5 weeks.
Worthy or maybe, Rice? That means Rice.
Rice is back in five. That means right. Worthy will be back in four.
Yeah, four or less. Like, they didn't IL him. They didn't have surgery. They didn't shut him down. They literally said day to day. Again, this is what we're going off of yesterday. Now, maybe he wakes up this morning and something changes. That's always possible. But he said day to day. He's going day to day on this one. And so I have to believe what Andy's telling us about this guy being day to day. Because if he is injured and he does need surgery, they usually don't wait around on this kind of stuff. They usually get these guys under the knife and let's go so we can get you back sooner rather than later. So I'm going to say Worthy at this point.
Mac, Worthy or Rice? Who plays first?
Yeah, I got to go with Bob. Because they haven't done IR, because we've heard what we heard yesterday, I have to just go off of what I have.
Right, yeah.
And the Twitter doctors have seemed fairly positive if they elected not for surgery.
Oh, they have all the quacks out there that portray themselves as injury docs.
We're going off a bunch of BS, man. We're just taking it for what it is. So 2 to 3 weeks, I'll go.
Yeah, so I just kind of think that's where I am right now with this situation, because that's what happens. If it's torn, they probably would have already been in there or at least have it scheduled. Like, he's going to have surgery on Tuesday. But the fact that they haven't done that yet lends me to have some hope, if you will, that it's not as bad as everybody thinks or thought when that happened, I guess. Because you said the Twitter docs don't think it's bad.
No, they're good.
Twitter doctors don't think it's 2 to 3 weeks if they elect no surgery.
Okay.
That one guy named Barry, he seems to be a good doctor. Rhymes with doctor.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.